Friday night, everybody come to get lit. Red cups, what you sip? My man, bro, he come to sit. Drink my style, like you say, whatever you wanna get. Nothing but them good vibes when we come through, it's a fun event. All the ladies call your girls, all my niggas call your guys. Fall in line, they ain't got no plans, you can tell them to slide. I'm feast of beast, they told you otherwise, them suckers lie. Can't nobody do it like me, I'm seasoned like checker fries. What's the vibe? You know what it is when we come inside. This weather feeling good, looking nice like the summertime. Let's get together, we call it the party of the year. You end up missing this, you gon' be sorry you ain't here. Light skin, long hair, better than Cardi from the red. Got me some good game, yeah, I talk it up in here. This the one, they say they like it, play it back, it got them hype, but I'm excited, never tired, just keep it going with fire.
Hey, listen, we live here. We're not live, but we're recording here from Ocho's Rio, Jamaica. Shout out to Rio, you know, the resort that we're on this evening. And this is the Unprivileged Drink. Matter of fact, I changed my name on TikTok. This is Captain Unprivileged. We got he ain't a guest, man. We got Unprivileged Drinker 233's here. You know what I mean? He's honestly the creator.
Call me Spark.
Spark?
Yeah, Spark.
Spark.
I sparked
it. I never knew that shit.
Call me Spark. I'll spark it up for you.
S-P-A-R-K? Call him Spark. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, well, that's him. And we're here, and the first thing I think we should do is to get us warmed up. Let's take a shot of clock, you know what I mean? Ooh, got Don Julio up? Going on I'm here, repo. You know what I mean? Are you pulled up? So I'm am I. Let's get it. So, first question I got. Matter of fact, next question. The reason why we're here, real quick, you know, shout out to Eastern Went. 20-year vow renewal, I take that very serious. Like, I don't know what it's like to be married. You know, I was in a long-term relationship some years ago. And, you know, I know it takes a lot of sacrifices, you know, guts, grit, and determination, and, you know, just pure will, you know, in us. Sacrifice, again, to make it happen. So shout out to y'all, lay out of death. You know, they've known me that shit. I'm pretty sure they might have changed my pampers. And they grew up my brother, like, more so, which is he's 7 years older than me. And, blood don't make you family. And I'll just say that. You know, they're welcome to my home anytime. They can walk straight to the front door, whether I'm there or not, grab whatever you can grab, I'm beer, family, right? Sandwiches. And, yeah.
Family,
right? Yeah. Wait, this guy, too. 2-3 Jason. And him, too. But, yeah, shout out to both of them. And I kind of lost train of thought when you started talking, but yeah. All right, well, I would like to ask you, since you've been here, you know, how you feeling about Ocho's Rio, the Rio, and then, you know, the best drink you've had since you've been here, if there's such.
So for me, this is my first time actually, like, traveling with a group of people that I know and know, like you say, everybody's family and stuff like that. So it's different for me. This is the first time I ever did this. Like, anytime I did like a travel trip, it'd been like, me and my wife or something like that. So this is very different for me. So it's kind of cool, like, being in a different country with, like, people I actually know. You know what I mean? So, but as far as the best drink I had so far, I'm not gonna lie, it was the red stripe in the bottle. We stopped on the side of the road, okay, to get the red stripe inside of a bottle. And then I popped it open. It was like the nice, sweet, good taste and everything like that. I mean, I got it here with the can. We got it like on draft and everything like that. But in the bottle, I liked it. It was like a difference.
So real quick, and just chime in a little bit. I didn't get a chance to do that on this trip over from. So when you fly into Jamaica, depending on what part of Jamaica you're going to, we're here in Ocho's Rio. It's about an hour and a half, 2 hour drive. This time we was in a hot ass van. The AC was on, but like we was like the last of the last. You know, as far as our group is concerned, most of our friends and family, most of our family, rolling coach buses with like air that worked, I'm sure, properly. So this time the driver actually did ask us if we wanted to stop, but along the way at certain spots, but it was kind of like we have mom and pop, they don't drink, you know, we got a lot of people. Matter of fact, yeah, the kids on there, the only person that really, not Kathy, Nicole, just me, it's like they didn't even ask, but like it was just like no point because of the crew I was with of stopping and having like a red stripe or anything else for that matter on the way here. So we stayed the course, and you know, I'm glad we did, because I didn't want to suffer too much more longer on that long ass road trip from Montego Bay, yeah. Sanger, I believe, International, on the way here. So, but he's right. The red stripe is definitely a lot better in the bottle versus the can, or the draft.
Yeah. So I've been drinking it like all the ways, and I'm like, yo, it ain't been the same since the bottle.
Yeah, I haven't had it off the side of the road in about 10 years since. Again, shout out to Ethan Went, because last time, not the very last time, but 10 years ago, the hotel where, well, the resort where we're at now, they celebrated 10-year anniversary here. So we're right back at that same resort. Very last time, shout out to Nick and on Greece, we was at the Moon Palace in Jamaica. I love that resort as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
let's talk about like for a lot of people that have to like travel outside the country and things like that. That in your bar, I mean, in your like room, there's a bar in there. You got a bar in there with four different drinks. You got the rum, you got the gin, you got the what else is in the vodka, and you got the the whiskey.
Whiskey, yeah, yeah.
And you got a whole fridge full of beer and drinks, like.
If you ain't walking around this resort, all right. So if you don't drink at all, that's understandable. But if you're not walking around on this particular resort, and you are not somewhat off tilt or like you know unsober, you're falsifying your documents. I would say because I take a shot before I leave out, and after I come in. And right now, before we actually even recorded this episode of the Unprivileged Drinkers, and shout out to Pootie. Shout out to Pootie, Unprivileged Drinker. Dirty. Shout out to my Unprivileged Drinkers, you know what I mean? Shout out to, I think, fat boy name is Chops and Tim Slime. Like, shout out to all of them.
I think his name is Chops.
Avery. Avery. Yeah. DJ Chops. I actually had to take a nap because I did something that I probably shouldn't have did, and that was take two shots of Red Nephew.
Whoa.
For
no, you,
you
did.
Yeah, I no, was I was did. Challenged to take that. And
what proof is that, though? Like, what proof is that? You got to let us know.
It
what
says proof? Overproof rum, but underneath that it says 100. It doesn't 100? Say, it doesn't say how far it exceeds the $100 mark, but it's an overproof rum. 100.
You got to stay away from that. That's trouble right there.
Listen, my night... I don't think it's shot, but, like, I wouldn't be mad right now if I went to bed.
Oh, man, he tapping out.
I'm tired. But I'm here now, and that Ray Nephew's undefeated. That's one liquor. Now, honestly, like, y'all can drink a lot, but, like, go shop.
Why you going back to back like that?
I was challenged by an Eagle fan. We Cowboy fans don't stand down. Remember that. Cowboy Nation, stand up.
Listen, I'm an Eagles fan. Uncle Reese, he a Cowboys fan. We ain't do shit. we ain't jumping that contest. So that's a different contest for you. Cause we was
I watch you. I won't be doing that shit no more for the rest of time. Man.
We just watch you for the sideline.
It's not meant to, for a shot. It's meant to make rum punch. Yeah. I have had the best rum punches in my life that was made with like Rand Nephew. That's what it's for. It's not meant to
actually yesterday when I think in Jamaica that's the shit, because yesterday I was like, hey, I want a drink, but give me that good shit. You know what they pulled out?
Rand Nephew.
Mm-hmm. They said it made this shit. It's like, put that shit in the top. Whoa, because to me it's like that shit dangerous. But they poured that shit right out and they poured it in there. I'm like, fuck it. I'm not here for long, but I'm here for a good time. Listen, and I drank that shit.
And
man,
after that, you should have plenty of water, which I'm about to consume right now. But yeah, we sitting here, me and 2-3 Dries. We had a Don Julio. We bring it to you authentically right now from the resort of Rio Ocho's Rios. You know, the main reason why we're here is shout out to Dr. Ish and her husband Went. You know what I mean? And that's why we're here. And let us know what we should drink during our duration of the stay while we're here. You know what I want to know? I want to know, honestly, what's the... Because I don't know what the fuck I'm drinking because I'm not Jamaican. Like, what's the bottom shelf liquor? Like, what's the brand names of the bottom shelf liquor? And what's the, you know, top tier, you know, or mid-grade, you know... Well, mid-grade and top tier liquors as far as gin, rums, vodkas... Cognac that I can partake here. I'm not sure if I'm gonna go off the resort tomorrow, but the shit alcohol that I have partaken in since I've been here, some of them I can't really pronounce the fucking name. I've seen some. The only thing that's recognizable to me was last night when we had a 20-year ceremony, 20-year vow renewal. They had Smirnoff here.
I'm not sure. We did Jamaican brandy. That's new. We did some Jamaican brandy.
Now that was good.
Watch out for that video. It's coming soon.
But I was at the bar with a lot of strange people at the pool bar earlier. And we was drinking shots, and there's something here that reminds me of a Bacardi Limon. I have no idea, because once one of my homies went and asked what it was, I kind of turned my head another way, and, you know, I had a little short attention span deficit right there, and that's what that was. But we're going to take this shot, you know. It's time to sign off. We got Captain Unprivileged, you know, Captain _3202. With 2 or 3 Drees, you know what I mean? And we got Onk Reese here on the ones and twos behind the scenes, making sure all the editing is right, because I'm pretty sure you're going to edit the fuck out of this. But that's to be authentic. And, you know, we signing out. But before we do, make sure you drink up. Cheers. Shot o'clock again.